Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few on the platform as well. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind. Especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now on with the memes. This week's first one is a box office analyst estimating that Disney has lost $890 million in the last 8 studio releases, including The Little Mermaid. Meanwhile, Tom Cruise movies are breaking box office records, and the next Mission Impossible film is going to bury the new woke Indiana Jones. And that's the last thing that Disney Lucasfilm can ruin. Their failure is now complete. I hope they fire Kathleen Kennedy sooner rather than later. Number two is a woman saying that she loves black refugees on account of the big black heart on her sign. Felix over at Black Pigeon Speaks wonders why so many Western women are like this. They say they like it, but the moment 20 refugees are dropped off in their neighborhood, she'll bleed for another one. Mudshark alert! Mudshark alert! Moving on, we have a trans woman that has been using the female bathroom and then the male employee came in and started cleaning the place. He probably thought that she was a dude in drag and entering the ladies' room to spy on the women. So the employee was sent in there to make sure that any other women in there felt safe from this transformer. In the end, if she can be in there, then so can he, if he identifies himself as a female. She needs to get over her bias in trans therapy. Number four, we have a woman let her husband sleep with her mother and sister and they shared his schlong. Many guys would say this is called living the dream, but in reality she's getting him dependent on three cooches so that he never leaves. Three women in the same family are willing to share one high-value male. I also wonder how much that watch is worth on his left hand. With tattoos, odds are he's also a bad boy. Up next is what looks like a guy that's homeless and begging for money, because he's happily divorced, but his wife clearly had better lawyers. But the joke's on him, because he never had a chance. The lawyers were all on the same side, Team Cooch. He's just exploiting the empathy from other men that have been in similar predicaments. Also, don't forget that his wife had a better judge, and she was probably female too. But if it was actually a male, then the odds are that he was a white knight and still threw the book at this guy. Number six is a woman telling Jesus that she needs a good man. He says that he's already sent her one, but that she keeps saying that he's just a friend. For women, you can't just be a good man in your behavior and accomplishments, but you have to be a good man with regards to your looks relative to all the other men around you. She'll probably say, "It's not my fault, Jesus. You just made them all under 6 feet tall. Try harder next time. LOL." She wouldn't even be able to take accountability. Moving on, we have an oldie but a goodie. Emily says to men that if a woman accuses them of rape, even if they didn't do it, to shut up and accept the charges, because women have been systematically oppressed for years, and that giving up a few years of your freedom is nothing compared to the oppression that women have been under. This is the same woman would ask where have all the good men gone, as they avoid her to not get false rape charges thrown their way. Number eight, on one side we have an officer that slept with the men in her police force, and on the other side we have the Ocean Gate submersible that was crushed near the Titanic. In reality, it had a success rate of more than 0%, because it went down to the Titanic or deep in the ocean at least 5 times before it failed. Also, Charlene Brown there with her receding hairline destroyed the careers of her fellow male officers, so I wouldn't call that 100% success either. Moving on, we have a traditional woman that looks like she's out of The Sound of Music, asking if the trad man that's interested in her would be willing to work 2 jobs so she can spend time keeping the house clean and raising kids. This might have worked in the 1950s or 60s, but no longer. Regardless of the outcome, there's certainly pain in this dude's eyes. Number 10, I asked the question, would you choose the Vogue model on the left or the McDonald's cashier on the right for the win? It's also a good thing she's not easy like all the other girls. Of course, most of us would have picked the cashier and she should have been Mary Jane in Spider-Man, and not some lanky lady that looks like this plain Jane. Up next is another illustration about how ordinary women these days are better looking than the ones that are pushed into the mainstream media. I guess they're trying to lower men's expectations, but that's impossible, so long as there are good-looking women out there in real life. Plus, let's not forget that supermodels tend to look like men because gay fashion designers want to make clothing for women that have body types like males. Moving on, we have a pro-life mama that says that men have tricked women into ending their own kids through abortion, so women can be used for sex and pretend it's feminism. But we all know that female feminists wanted abortions, and they got them. And now it's women that are most affected. Give me a break. Feminism 101 is always to blame men for the outcome, even though it's women that wanted that outcome in the first place. Women always rewrite history in their heads so that they're always right. Number 13, there are tramp stamps, and then there's this. Usually they say that women with tattoos are loose, and this one proves it and activates a new red flag level. This isn't a simple tramp stamp. It's a whore stamp. And imagine how it would look if a man got something like this on his back, commemorating his love of oral. Women would get offended by it, no doubts. So why shouldn't men get offended by this? Number 14, we have Marky Mark going to a cuckservative convention in 2023 and wondering why there are transvestites rap music playing in the background, as well as rainbow-colored mega flags and conservative trans women like Blair White everywhere. The answer is obvious. Women and trans chameleons are interested in masculine males that happen to be conservative, so they're choosing to be there. Plus, conservatives are usually more inclusive. But in the end, what are we conserving if the conservative conventions are now so progressive? Next, we see a bunch of women claiming that white men are the greatest threat to America. Yet by the looks of it, they're all with white males themselves. It's all about the do as I say and not as I do philosophy. My thinking is these women are just saying that white men are bad because they might be afraid other women will want to steal their men away from them. Liberals say they hate conservative white males, yet they still want to get together with them. Makes you think. Number 16, journalist Victor Noir put a sculpture on his grave for women to visit it and enjoy themselves. According to myth, a woman can enhance her fertility and find a husband within a year by rubbing the statue's genital area. The only thing they'll find, though, is sexually transmitted diseases from the statue's previous riders. Moving on, is this video's most viewed one. AI is getting really good that I didn't even notice this woman didn't even exist. The only thing that gives it away is that close-up of her left thumb. I asked guys if they would smash, and many said they would if she was real. Number 18, we have an image that illustrates what happens to a woman when she says she needs a break. She just means she wants to take a break from you while getting broken in by Tyrone that's ready to bone. She isn't even working on herself. It looks like Tyrone is working on her. Next, we have a 29-year-old female repulsed by having sex with her boyfriend because it feels like she's doing it with a family member. After 5 years living together, she's repulsed, but this is absolutely normal. It starts to feel like you're living with a roommate of the opposite sex at some point in your relationship. He's been uncle-zoned. Also, here's a translation. Chat at work has me more worked up than my boyfriend these days. Number 20, in their desperation, single mothers are joining forces under the same roof, in a sisterhood to split the bills. This new arrangement is called a momune, after communes. And can you just imagine the smell and the catfights in such a place? I feel sorry for the teenage boys that'll be used as emotional tampons by multiple mommies in the momune. This isn't new, though. It's traditionally called a coven. Moving on is a meme showing proof that women would rather date an ugly ogre instead of a short dude. Looks like the incels out there are absolutely right. This is a known fact. Just look at the women that many unattractive NBA players end up bagging. This is the hype pill and shows you that it's over for short kings out there. Number 22 is Stephanie Motto, and she opens up about her journey in the adult industry, selling her farts for a living, and saying that it's not an easy job being on Lonely Fans, and that she still deserves respect. I bet you all those beans she has to eat are actually a tax write-off. When I was a child, I would hear stories about magic beans. They should now read stories to little girls about magic farts that make all their wishes come true. Number 23, we have two versions of the traditional wife. The one before the Victorian era and the other one after. Women's nagging hasn't been a big deal before Victorian times, because they were usually tired from working the fields and hand-washing the clothes. The modern trans wives couldn't take the isolation at home, became feminists, and went off to work in the 70s and 80s. Men need to stop fantasizing about the past. It's not coming back. Up next is a bunch of sperm, and one claims that he can't wait to become a proud white nationalist like his daddy. Meanwhile, the other one tells him that they're in a Latina. The truth is that life doesn't matter. It's going to spread either way, into women regardless of race. It's okay, though, because we are apparently seeing the rise of Latino white supremacy, according to the lamestream media. Number 25 is the last one, and it's a woman that's been dating a guy for 11 months. And today he asked her why she doesn't have a boyfriend yet. Looks like she didn't get the memo that she's just a friend with benefits to some super chat. You know what story that guy's gonna tell his friends now, don't you? I had a girlfriend break up with me, and I didn't even know I was dating her, or that she was my girlfriend. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content that you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.